Yes, it's all over, and the final score was Estaban 40, City of Derry 19. As I said in my last report, the second half was just unbelievable, especially the first 20 minutes or the third quarter. In the first half, I mean, City of Derry led by 12 points to 7, 2-1, they outscored. But to be honest, I mean, it was a game where they had two opportunities, they took both of them. Estaban had opportunities, but unfortunately it dropped passes and maybe over-elaboration and nervousness. That was the case. And I mean, it was Derry took the lead whenever their winger, Ben Henderson, got over. And then Grobler, he went to get the ball. It was held up. And Derry come back then with their wing forward, Ryan Higgins, touching down. Brown converted 12-0. So at that stage, after 20 minutes, Derry would have been very happy on the first quarter because they were getting not a lot of ball. But then they extend the Estaban hit back, and then on 25 minutes they had a break from their scrum half, of course, and the wing forward went over, Goose went over, and Grobler converted. So 12-7, and that remained the half time, even though Grobler had a easy conversion and penalty in front of the post, which he put wide, but he certainly made up for it. So 12-7 the Derry at half time, and we didn't really expect what was going to happen in the second half. 43 minutes on the clock, Derry penalised about 22 metres out from their line. Their scrum half, Goodboom, ever alert, tapped the ball, sailed over, not a Derry hand on him. Grobler converted, so that was 14-12. Estaban in the lead for the first time. And Derry had a chance then, on a pass to Henderson, their winger, but it was miles forward, and the referee obviously didn't give it. On 50 minutes then, Derry dropped the ball, it was picked up, and Grobler beat a couple of tackles, chipped ahead, picked it up, dived over, converted his own try. So 21-12. So at that stage, with 50 minutes, the game had just turned in 10 minutes at the start of the second half. Derry then had a chance to score, but their winger kicked dead. But in 55 minutes, there was a Derry 5-metre scrum. Stephen Corr, their big number 8, picked up. He went over, Brown converted. So Derry came back into the game, 21-19, only 2 points in it. But that was the last points that they got on the board. Then on 60 minutes from the Derry kickoff, Grobler, Gritboom, the scrum half, caught the ball, raced away to the corner. The Derry cover was very, very slack. That was that wasn't converted, so that made it 28 points to 19. Jack Graham then had another great try for Estaban whenever he took an inside pass from a 5-metre scrum, burst over, and I'm afraid that was almost the icing on the cake, 33-19. The final score was from 65 minutes, whenever Derry trying to run the ball out, dropped the ball, and centre Johnny Orr picked up and raced over to post. Grobler converted 40 points to 19. The home side outscoring Derry by 5-3, winning by 40 points to 19. It certainly has been a tremendous day for Estaban. Their new clubhouse wasn't officially open, but I mean, it's a credit to them. They had a big function beforehand, and as I say, it was 1970 before the last teams met. It's a very interesting that they should meet in that cup, because they also have to play each other home and away in Championship 2. So I think that those two games might get a good crowd both to Derry and up here to Estaban. But what a game of rugby, a tremendous second half. You wouldn't have guessed what was going to happen whenever the referee blew the whistle to start the second half. So all I can say is, I'm nearly out of breath telling you all about it, but however, the final score was Estaban 40, City of Derry 19.